Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I can go anyway. Where are you? I can live in it all.
The Who for Coach Q.
He picks it, we play it. Much more music, much less talk. You know how we roll. The Coach Q Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint, and An American Way of Life. Coach Joel Quenneville joins us now. Before we talk about a great win yesterday, is there any way, Coach, to describe what it means to a coach when you break through? Coach Chris Collins, very emotional yesterday about the first tournament bid, and even though you'd won at every stop, when you guys got that first cup, you probably felt pretty similarly.
Well, it's a great feeling, and congrats out to Chris Collins and the Wildcats there, knowing that, what a great accomplishment, what a great feeling it's got to be this week, preparing and getting excited to play out in the West, and the support around the area, everybody's going to be saying, go Cats, go. You get to play the Nashville, the Vanderbilts there, so that should be a great game, and wish them all the best of luck, and they've had a great year, and let's keep the momentum going. But the enthusiasm built up. Now we get to fill out our brackets, and get to do a lot of good things. We get to welcome back John Williams to the show. And
what a nice thing to say. Thank you, Coach.
My pleasure.
And he's coming from Minnesota. Oh, yeah. And coincidentally,
was at the game yesterday.
He was at the game yesterday when the Wild took it on the chin, 4-2. Look, team effort. Everybody's great, but I got to tell you, that may be top five all time for Corey Crawford, and I've seen a lot of hockey. He was unbelievable yesterday.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good. He is very timely in some of his saves, and a couple of great saves, knowing that the guy looked like he had some space on the open side, and his quickness took it away. And he was very in tune, and it was a great response in a big game, and that's what we like about our goaltending throughout, whether it's the big games or when the games are on the line in the third period, big saves, timely saves. But Corey had an outstanding game, and I think we got outchanced to kind of like the way we maybe outchanced Anaheim the prior game at home, and with a different result. But sometimes you talk about goalie wins in the course of a year. That was definitely one of them.
You know, Dave. That was a great game for Corey Crawford. Cirque du Soleil offered him a position.
Is that right?
Yeah, because of the positions he got himself in.
Joel, where's Scott Darling's? What's his status right now? How close is he to coming back?
Close, he can play. So he's going to practice with us today, and him and Crow are going to be here, and we'll see how we work out this road trip and four games at the end of the week with a home game. So it's our last back to back, and so he's ready to go. So he recovered a lot sooner than we anticipated, and so that's we got basically, touch wood, a full complement of players here, and getting ready for this stretch run, trying to catch Minnesota.
I want to ask you about the young forward that the Blackhawks announced they'd signed yesterday, John Hayden, and you indicated that we may see him on the ice before too long.
Yeah, well, we're going to see him in practice this morning. We got our team photo, then a little few guys may skate afterwards. And I was just talking to him there, and we've seen him in I think he said he was at four development camps here. And I've got to see him play a lot. We'll like his style. He's got he's a hard type of working type guy, physical, goes to the hard areas, scrappy guy at the net, up and down type of winger that that we could use. So it's a good fit for us, good fit for him. I'm looking forward to seeing him getting involved with our team here, and good chance he's going to get to play in one of the next three games on this trip.
And he's like Steve; he's another Yale alum, so you have that in
common. Absolutely.
Actually,
he's
Coach,
be a smart guy, eh?
Actually, Coach, the closest I came to the Ivy League was I lived near Cornell University when I was a kid.
Nice,
okay.
Nice.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so you've been through the campus, or you walked around it at least, right?
Yeah, my dad worked there. Huh? How about that? Huh? How about
good.
That?
You telling the truth?
Yeah. Absolutely. John, you got a question for Coach?
Well, I don't want to get too wonky, Coach, but is there a minute in any given period that you smart hockey people know when the most goals are scored? Like, this is the sweet spot? Because in the first and third period, we had goals scored in the first 60 seconds, and I thought, well, a goal could be scored in the first 60 seconds as likely as in the middle of 60 seconds. But when is it that the most, like, you guys got to pay attention, because once they skate for about 5 minutes, between 5 and 9 or something.
Is there a hot spot?
Good question. I don't know the right answer.
You got to look that up.
I just know that you do not want to give up a goal like we gave up yesterday. You got a 3-1 lead and you give up one in the first minute of the period. That's kind of a no-no.
Yeah.
The other team gets excited, gives them a chance, and then we're a little bit on our heels, which kind of happened yesterday. So that's there's certain shifts that are important. I'm going to say the last minute of the game are going to be when the most goals are scored, because the goalie's out in empty nets. That's an easy one in that regard. I'm just thinking about when it's 5-on-5. But me too. But I think the important shifts are after goals, first shift after goals, and first and last minutes of periods are the shifts that, you don't want to get scored upon. You want to play it the right way and take pride that you do get those shifts.
Now, you should look that up, Dave. I'll bet that's a fact.
Could do some trending, Dave, for the Hawks. They're busy. Maybe
I don't have anything else going on this week.
It's a slow week for you, Dave.
He's got a flight to catch her.
Time for the run through Canada. You got Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto all this week. Tell me about these teams, not to get ahead of ourselves, but we don't pay as much attention to the East as fans, as you know.
And the East in the last few years has been dry up there in Canada as far as playoff teams. And this year there's a number of teams that look like they're going to make the playoffs. And all three teams right now we're looking at looks like they got a spot right now. So Montreal's coming off a great run here and a great Western trip. And they got some momentum on their side. We got Shazi, and he'll be excited about playing and seeing his old buddies. So that's a great test off the bat. Ottawa's improved dramatically here. They beat us in a tough game here earlier on in the year, and Toronto, it's a different team with three exciting rookies that they're as good as any young kids in the league, so they got a lot of good things to look forward to in that organization. So all three games are going to be tough and challenging, and I'm sure they'll be excited about facing us, and they'll be meeting for both sides as far as the points go. So it'll be a real good test for us, and then we come back and have one more game in a short amount of time. So it's a busy week, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we respond after yesterday's win and try to, get that nice little roll, because I thought our Detroit game slowed down a bit, and yesterday had some stretches too. So let's get back at that pace we're at in that big stretch of games.
Yeah, and we want to say thanks to the whole Blackhawks organization, because the key to John Williams coming back to do 1-3 was you guys winning the season series. He was on the fence until yesterday.
They're always thinking about Chicago. It's funny. It's not surprising, but even though at times, how much of the season have they had a better mark than the Blackhawks? But they're like, oh, can we beat the Blackhawks? Can we beat the Blackhawks? The damn Blackhawks.
Right. Like the rest of the league. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, Coach, before I let you go. Have you ever seen a goalie pulled faster than yesterday after two shots? And that's not judging the coach, but have you ever seen it done that quickly?
Yes, I've seen it faster than that.
Oh, you have? Yeah. So one shot and you're done.
I might have seen one shot and you're done. Yeah. That's a sometimes going into games, if you know sometimes a goalie might have an issue, and then you put him in there, and then and you didn't like the way he's moving, and it's almost like whether he wasn't 100% healthy, or and he gives up a funny one off the bat, and you said, you know what, I probably shouldn't have started him, and let's get him out. But that's a move that two good shots, and but it's a tricky time too, right? It's a 11:30 start. You probably play one of those every 3 years nowadays.
Sure.
Some teams you never get that chance to play a morning game like that, but I think everybody likes to play them once in a while, because it's like practice time and it feels good. The American League plays one of those a year, so I think the players like playing an early game now and again,
especially after you spring forward, you set the clocks ahead.
10:30 start, body clock. So it was an interesting beginning.
Love daylight savings time.
There was what they say is the longest game in hockey history played today in Norway.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
Eight overtimes.
Eight overtimes in the Norwegian League playoffs, 8.5 hours after the game started, 217 minutes. Game ended at 2:32 in the morning.
Incredible.
What was the final score?
I wonder what the pace was. like?
Let's see.
Yeah, you got to believe in that last hour and a half. They were just falling.
The Store Hamar Dragons beat the Sparta Warriors in Hamar, Norway. 2-1 was the final.
2-1? Are you kidding me?
You thought it was going to be 1-0, right?
No, I thought
48-49.
Yes, exactly. 47-46. Unbelievable. All right, Coach. Thanks, bud. I appreciate it. Have fun in Canada.
All right. Thank you.
See you later.
He still comes on, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
What's the record for how many shots a goalie has taken? Because what did Crawford take? 42. I know that's a lot.
I think it's in the 70s.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Dave, you've looked that up, Dave. It's a slow week for you.
These multiple overtime games.
Yeah, but you got nothing playoffs. Going on. Look it up.
No, do the thing about when is the minute of a game where the most goals are scored.
Yeah, look that up, too.
It'll be the Hawkopedia tomorrow.
Let me see all that in a chart by 9.